This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The band's almost back together, I heard. You know what I'm saying? It was so nice to see him. You know, Smoke's my guy. It's been a while. You know, last year we had E, so didn't see too much of Smoke, but that's my dog. I was happy to see him, happy to have him back. I saw him out there running around. He looks smooth, looks good, looks like the old Smoke. So I look forward to being out there real soon, getting active.
Stephon Diggs, Smoke's my guy, John Brown.
Looks like the old Smoke.
He looks like the old Smoke. This is why it's better to never have had the nickname Smoke.
On top of old Smoke. Sorry.
Because I would not look like the old Smoke. Best to just sort of slide through not being nicknamed Smoke.
I'm probably more like not gently used damaged Smoke. My career, I'd say.
you'd sell for a discount.
Yes, right. Lived in would be how they try to spin it.
Lived in, right. I didn't recognize the number. That game Sunday night, Eagles-Packers, the Eagles ran for 363 yards. Did you know that was that many?
I never looked, but at some point during Monday's show, I think I said, did Hurts and Sanders both go for like 150? And I think that was right.
Sanders was in the 140s, but close enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Hurts did.
Yeah.
Yeah, 363 rushing yards. Like, I was wondering, how close is that to the record? And it's fairly close. It's, let me count real quick, it's 15th all-time, I think. The Bills have a game better than that in their history. The Bills have 366 in a game. Who was their leading rusher in this game? Hint, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Jim Braxton.
No. Okay. Did he have games like that? Maybe he might. Maybe he did.
He had there were 100-yard games with OJ, I think.
Okay.
But so yeah, I doubt on a day where they ran for, what did you say,
366.
Yeah, that he would have been the leading carrier. So that was a bad guess by me. But
what other hint can I give you? Not the leading rusher for the other team, but someone who got carries for the other team was Larry Zonka. That's not going to help you because he played against the Bills a bunch of times.
Yeah.
No. I'll just tell you.
Joe Cribbs?
Terry Miller.
Miller, okay.
1978, Bills over the Giants at home, 41-17. The game was 17-10 Giants after three quarters, and the Bills scored 27 points unanswered in the fourth quarter and ran for 366 yards. That is their team record. They also have a 356 from 360, rather. They almost have matched it. 1973, the OJ year. The NFL record is the Giants in 1950, 423 rushing yards. The Ravens had a 404 at the end of the 20 season. Anyway, what a performance by Philadelphia.
Bills had a 341 in the playoffs against Miami, too.
341 rushing? Oh, the Tyndale game. Is that the number?
I'm almost positive.
Okay.
It was a big, big, like they just annihilated them on the ground that day.
Yes, they did.
I'm going to want to look, but yeah, I've had 341. Like that's one of those numbers for me that I just have stuck. Like I have referenced it through the years and I hope it's right now.
Yeah. Excellent. Good luck.
Speaking of that season, by the way, my wife very thoughtfully just put up, we moved some things around and hung some new things in the attic, and I don't have any real memorabilia per se up here. I've got a Rob Ray hockey stick. There's a couple of a picture of Owen from when he was in the North American Hockey League, but she put this nice little display case together, and the ticket stub from the David White game is in there. I don't know where she found it, but she put it in there. And I was grabbing a beer out of the beer fridge, and it's right above the beer fridge. I'm like, that's the David White game.
The David White game
ticket stub sitting here. How awesome is that?
Yeah,
that's the game that preceded that great rushing game in the playoffs.
On the scale, in terms of trivia, Bills trivia, that's up there, like who David White is. Mm-hmm. I still think like maybe the vast majority of listeners won't know who that is or what game that is because he was such an obscure player. Mm-hmm. Did he have two interceptions?
No, he had one, but the one he had like sort of clinched it and just was a great sort of one-handed Odell Beckham-esque.
Wow.
I'm exaggerating, but it was he reached up, like, you know, linebacker dropping into coverage and just was able to get a hand on it and haul it in.
David White was Odell Beckham before Odell Beckham?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm going with. Yeah.
Linebacker started 6 games for the Bills in 95. That's the only interception he made. Scored a touchdown for the Bills in 96. Anyway, I can do this on my own time. The David White game ticket stub. What's that worth?
I am right, by the way, Pro Football Reference, 52 carries, 341 yards on the ground in that game.
Good.
All right. I'm never going to have to look that up again, he said.
So you have ticket stubs as collectibles. You have the ticket stubs that were ripped,
yep,
like Sabres
exactly.
games in the odd, ripped, yep. And then they put the perforation in, so they wouldn't be ripped so much as just sort of mm-hmm. the perforation, the little part would have been taken away. And so you have those are probably clean. And then you have like the big ones, the big designer
yep.
tickets that we had there for a minute. And then we just have no tickets.
No tickets. Right.
No.
Yeah.
Just
QR
code.
I don't know, big designer ticket. Also, interestingly, I haven't talked to my wife about this, you know, this display she's put together. But I went on a trip, I think this is the only junket I've ever been involved in. I went on a junket.
Jacksonville
in 96 to see the stadium because the Bills were in a push to get their stadium done and the Bills got a bunch of media together and, you know, we all took a plane ride down to Jacksonville and went to a Monday night game there and the stub from that is in there too and it's not torn, it was perforated, so it's not an entire ticket, but it looks like more like a souvenir than any other ticket in this little display there because it's, you know, it's maybe the most current ticket that's in there.
We've got Sal Capaccio coming up in less than half an hour from Foxborough. The Sabres are in Detroit tonight. You may have seen that a game was flexed. Last night, it was announced, flexed for next Sunday night. Miami at the Chargers replaces Kansas City, Denver. Good move?
But, I mean, just how – I mean, everybody was saying this last night, so it's not exactly original, but just Denver is so bad that they flack – Mahomes is being taken
right.
out of primetime.
Right, that's right.
That's how bad Denver
that's
is.
The worst thing you could say about a team.
I think it is. It really is.
I think
is.
It is,
like,
too.
How bad are you? You're this bad that we're going to deprive the nation of watching Patrick Mahomes throw for 600 yards on you. Although, I mean, Denver's pass defense, whatever. But
whatever.
Brutal.
To take Mahomes off of a primetime slot, you got to be yep. pretty bad.
So, yeah, good choice. I don't know that means Miami-Buffalo won't get flexed to Sunday night the following week, but it seems like an odd decision to make to flex the same team in twice in a row.
I agree.
So I don't think there's anything prohibiting it, and I was informed last night that the Chargers played 2 in a row this year already, earlier this year, but I don't think one of those was flexed, I would bet, but I don't think both were. So
no.
I'm hoping for Saturday night for Bills Dolphins.
Yeah, that was 2 of the last 3 weeks. The Chargers San Francisco game was not flexed. That was scheduled. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Chargers game the next week was.
Okay.
They took Pittsburgh and somebody off. Did you see the report from Connor Hughes of SNY that they wanted the Bills-Jets game first.
And CBS had protected it.
Yes.
I did see that. Yes.
I never would have seen that coming. Jets-Bills. Next Sunday is Jets at Bills. And this guy reported that that's the game NBC wanted. And then they took Miami and the Chargers instead. Wow, right?
Yes.
Jets-Bills going to prime time. The Miami game's better, but I get it. I mean, the Jets are kind of interesting. It's New York.
Sure.
I'm sure the networks are dying to get a New York team on if they can.
And they beat the Bills already, so, like, you know, well, let's see if they can do that again. Like, big spot for them. Like, I get it. I think it might be even just as surprising that CBS wanted to keep it that badly. You know, like, they blocked it.
Know what the line is for Jets-Vikings this week?
I do not.
Yes. You're good at these, but I think you're going to miss this one.
The game is in Minnesota?
Yes.
I'm going to say Minnesota minus 5.
Yep, that's what I thought you'd say. 3.
Okay.
That counts as a miss, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a miss.
2 points?
Yeah, that's a miss. Yeah.
Not way off. No. I agree with you. I would have said the same thing. Like, I think I want to pick Minnesota, but of course what I do is, like, why would I want to do that? And I get it all twisted and then I take the Jets. But it is interesting, the Jets are only a 3-point underdog at the Vikings. I don't think Mike White is actually good. You said the same thing on Monday.
Yeah, right. That'll burst.
I don't think he's actually good, but the difference between that and other situations where you're sort of done with your quarterback is not just that they have a good record and are live in the playoff picture, which is, you know, it's the Jets too, but that they have good players around him. That's why this needed to happen. Both of those reasons combined, mm-hmm. but especially because you are drafting, what do they have? 3 receivers or 4? 4 receivers who've been picked first, second round. Wilson's first round. Elijah Moore is second. Corey Davis is first. That's Tennessee, but still.
And Mims was second.
And Mims was second. You've got 4 guys at wide receiver. I'm jealous. I mean, the Bills, we're talking all the time. Like, are they enough? Do they have enough there? We'll see. 4 guys with that sort of talent on the roster, and your quarterback can't get them the ball. They asked Elijah Moore a couple weeks ago about his chemistry with Zach Wilson. He's like, how would I know? He doesn't throw the ball to me.
Right.
Like, you just cannot have that. You got to fire that coach, or you've got to give up on the quarterback. You cannot. This takes me back, us back, to many Bills teams. You cannot draft Sammy Watkins like that. You know, it's a bad trade by the math, but you did it. So now you got to keep. You got to double down. You've got to throw the ball to him and build around him. And the Bills never did that adequately. And guess what happened? Like, it all just fell apart. So here are the Jets with these guys. It's the Atlanta problem. The Falcons are out drafting Kyle Pitts and Drake London as top 10 overall picks. Pitts is hurt now, but they lose, and they don't throw the ball to these guys. Like, well, how, man, if I owned a team, this would just never be possible. This would never be allowed. There's no way I'm going to fund this operation so... Good, in my opinion, good. You go get these pass catchers. That's kind of what you want to do. But not just that Wilson wasn't able to get the ball to them. Like, the effort wasn't there. It was just too far gone. So I don't think White is good. But I do think they're live.
I think they're better with him playing.
They're better, like, with him playing.
It's not good news to me. Like, you know, if they were able to win with the quarterback play they were getting, and this guy is any – we'll see how much of an improvement he really is. Because, like I said, last year, he did this last year. He came in, he completed some easy stuff, put up big numbers, and then he played the Bills, and he looked like, I mean, a clown car.
Picks.
Brutal, yeah.
You're going to get picks from Mike White. Or turnover-worthy plays, I want to say, I guess. Yeah, Chicago is just terrible. So that happened Sunday against Chicago. Bet Online has it up. Will Zach Wilson start again this season? No is minus 400. That's Flacco being there, too. Mm-hmm. Because I think the thinking would be, if Mike White goes down, even if it's an injury, that Flacco would go in. We don't know that. I don't know that. But the odds are, according to these odds, the odds are against Zach Wilson starting another game for them this year. Will he start game one next year? No is minus 150. Aaron Rodgers is an interesting name for who will start week one for the Jets next year, right?
That's fun.
We'll see what happens there.
Yep.
That's what they I mean, the move for the Jets, the next move for the Jets, I feel strongly, is not drafting another guy. Oh, we just did that and then gave up on it. No. You go get the best, you make the Russell Wilson trade. I know that bombed.
Yep.
Rodgers, if it's possible, Garoppolo even. Like, you make that, Tannehill maybe.
Brady.
That's the next, Brady, sure. That's the next move for the Jets if Mike White doesn't just, like, take over. And then you can keep Wilson around, too, and have those guys be the starter. See how it goes. 803-0550 for calls. Sal Capaccio coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.